أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم صدق الله العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عجبا لأمر المؤمن إن أمره كله له خير وليس ذلك لأحد إلا لمؤمن إن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له وإن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Most respected elders and brothers, the verse of the Quran Majeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses His servants, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي Allah says, that say, O Nabi of Allah, address the people. And which people? Those who are my servants, those who are my slaves. Ibad comes from the word abd. Abd in Arabic means a slave. We say the person's name is Abdullah, the servant or the slave of Allah. Abdul Rahman, Abdul Rahim. So abd in Arabic means servant, means slave. It is actually a praiseworthy name to have in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the person is a slave of Allah ta'ala. The person has submitted himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The very purpose for which Allah has created man. Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ That the very objective of me creating man and jinn was so that they make my ibadat, they worship me, they are my slaves. So here in this verse, Allah Ta'ala says that, O Nabi of Allah, address those slaves of minds, الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ Those of my slaves who have transgressed, they have committed mistakes, they have erred, they have slipped. In simple language, they are gunehgar, they made some mistakes, they committed some sins. And what does Allah Ta'ala says? لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. That do not despair or lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This aspect of what we may say being optimistic, that the person is hopeful, he has optimism. This is something which is encouraged in Islam. A mu'min and a believer should always be optimistic. And there are many, many reasons for this optimism. So many reasons that could be mentioned. For example, even if a person goes through so much of difficulty in this world, hardship, challenges, sickness, pain, no money, he's unable to really succeed in whatever he does. But the person has got iman. He is a believer. He's got the treasure of iman, the wealth of iman. Then Allah says in the Quran Sharif, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازِ That the person who is protected from the fire of Jahannam, may Allah make us of those, and he gains entry into Jannah, then he is successful. And what is the success? It is mentioned that when the person will go into Jannah, the mafhum of a hadith, the person will be entered into Jannah, into the gardens of Jannah, and he will be submerged in a particular fountain. After which it will be asked to him, that do you remember the trials and the tribulations and the hardships and the difficulties of this world? The person will answer in the negative, I don't know what you are talking about. I don't remember any hardships or any difficulties or any trials or any challenges. Meaning that the believer, the mu'min, no matter how challenging life may have been in this world, how negative, how harsh, how hard, but if Allah Ta'ala blesses that person with iman and he enters Jannah, and in Jannah the person will live forever and ever and ever, khalidina fiha, abada, forever the person will dwell in the gardens of Jannah. But as soon as he enters Jannah, all those years of hardships and trials and tribulations will be completely forgotten. He'll remember nothing with regards to that. So this is one of the reasons why we as believers, we need to be exceptionally optimistic, hopeful. And as one alim mentioned, that the very fact that Allah has blessed us with iman is a sign that Allah wants us to enter Jannah. This is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to enter Jannah. Another of the reasons why we as believers need to be optimistic is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised in the Quran and Majeed, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا That remember, with every hardship that comes to your way, with every challenging situation, there is always ease with it. There will always be some ease that will come with that challenging situation. And in fact, the person who has got the quality of taqwa, Allah Ta'ala has given him additional promise. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That the person who adopts the quality of taqwa, he's conscious of Allah. Then yes, hardships, challenges, trials and tribulations will come his way. But Allah will find a way out for him. Allah will open up the way for him. Now a person may say, but Maulana, you know, I don't have taqwa. I am not so pious. There too, no need to lose hope. The person who, for example, he is repentant. He commits the mistakes accidentally. He gets up, he falls, he gets up, he falls. And he resorts to tawbah and istighfar. Then there too, man lazim al-istighfar, ja'ala Allahu lahu min kulli dhiqin makhraja. That the person who holds on fast to repentance, then for him too, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates an avenue, makes a way out for him. So from this we understand that when some challenging situation comes our way, then we should understand that there will be ease with that challenging situation. Allah will create some ease that will come with it. Another reason why we as believers should be optimistic is that in general we find that a Muslim by nature, Islam teaches us optimism. The very nature of a Muslim should be filled with optimism. This should be the attitude of a Muslim. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, and we had mentioned it in the introduction, that ajaban li amri al-mu'min. How wonderful is the affair of a believer. How amazing it is. Inna amrahu kullahu lahu khair. That every situation that arises in the life of a believer, there is some goodness in it. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam elaborates, in asabathu dharra sabara fa kana khayran lahu. If some condition of adversity comes his way, then the believer exercises patience. Fa kana khayran lahu, and that is better for the person. Wait, many examples that we could take. But sometimes if a person in hindsight looks back and says, look, if they didn't decline my offer or my application for that job, then I would not have worked harder and developed this particular skill that I currently have in my life. It is because they had declined me, and at that point I was very, very disheartened. I felt like a complete failure. But it's because of that today I am where I am. People say these things. Because that happened today, this is what has opened up for me. Or had I accepted that particular post, I don't know what would have happened. The company has now completely become bankrupt. It's so lucky I didn't take it. So sometimes we don't realize what is happening in the future, but for a believer, we have this iman. That even in that adversity, there's goodness, and in that patience that the person exercises, there's so much of khair and goodness for the believer in that. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّى. And if some condition of a prosperity comes to a believer, شَكَرَ. Then he expresses his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's grateful for that opportunity and that position that he is in. فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And that gratefulness and that gratitude and that opportunity, there's goodness in it for the believer. Another reason why stick and not pessimistic is that we have, as believers, a role model in the being of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran and Majid, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. That indeed in the Nabi of Allah you have a wonderful example. It's a role model for us. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was an embodiment of optimism. If there's anyone who went through hardships, it was none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we study his life, we require an entire series of bayans just to discuss the trials and the tribulations which our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam faced. From the time of, childhood, the hardships, the trials, no father, brought up in an era of ignorance and darkness and oppression, and suppression and hardships. And then when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to invite people towards the worship of Allah, towards goodness, towards kindness, what did he face? Mocking, jeering, torturing. But yet if we study the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you will find throughout the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was optimism. To such an extent, that the very Sahabi, who we now call as Amirul Mu'mineen, Al-Faruq, mashallah, this musalla is Al-Faruq, named after Umar Al-Faruq radiallahu anhu. That even though these, prior to them accepting Islam, they had the intention to cause harm to Islam and to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But even in that condition, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making dua. He said, "Oh Allah, help Islam through either Abu Jahl or Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu." Knowing very well that at this point they are enemies. That dua is a sign of hope. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was hopeful. He was optimistic that they may accept Islam. And hence we find that Umar radiallahu anhu, he set out with the intention of assassinating Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can there be any intention worse than that? And what happens? Today we find the very Umar radiallahu anhu, based on the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the optimism of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umar radiallahu anhu is buried right next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, then Umar Faruq radiallahu anhu. Similarly, it is mentioned with regards to Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu, that we know in the battle of Uhud, Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu was a extremely talented warrior, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stationed the archers to protect the rear of the army. Abdullah ibn Jubayr radiallahu anhu was the Amir. And we know that Khalid ibn Walid had not accepted Islam at that time. And he immediately realized the weakness as the archers had moved from there. And he launched the attack. And he was able to destabilize the Muslim army. Later on, when Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu accepted Islam, it is recorded that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed his sentiment and happiness. And he said, "Oh Khalid, I was always hopeful that you would accept Islam. I realized that you were an intelligent person and you would one day see the light of Islam." In other words, throughout that period, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was optimistic that Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu would accept Islam at some point. Similarly, we find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at a very, very critical juncture in his life, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkatul Mukarrama to Medina Sharif. At a time when the Quraysh and the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers and the polytheists of Makkah were on the verge of assassinating Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated and undertook the journey of Hijrah. And whilst traveling, there was a bounty that was placed for the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, and people were searching to try and capture Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu are now in the cave of Thawr. And whilst in the cave, it is mentioned that those who were searching, one particular group came right outside the mouth of the cave. And Allah had made it such that it was hidden from them. According to some narrations, there was a spider web that was immediately the command of Allah. It was there and some other signs. And it is mentioned that had these people just bent down to look inside, they would have seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Abu Bakr Siddiq. At this time, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu became very, very perturbed, and he was extremely anxious that now it's over. We are caught. In this condition, look at the optimism of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, "La tahzan. La tahzan. Do not grieve. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا, that Allah is with us. If Allah is with us, why do we need to be negative? Look at the optimism of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore, another reason why we as believers should adopt this quality of being optimistic is that it was a salient feature in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We find, respected elders and brothers, the person who great achiever. You know, it is said that the pessimist, he will see difficulty in every opportunity. The person who is a pessimist, right, who is negative by nature, he will see difficulty in every opportunity. And on the contrary, the person who is optimistic, he is an optimist, he will see opportunity in every challenging and difficulty. In every difficulty that comes his way, he will see an opportunity. The other thing, respected elders and brothers, that if a person is going to be pessimistic and negative, it's going to lead to negative thoughts. And eventually the person will eventually suffer, may Allah protect, from depression. Now the question is, how do we develop this wonderful quality of optimism? Being positive in life. Focus on the solutions. Let us focus on the solutions instead of the problems. Something happened in your business. Now the person sits and just cries all day about that thing that went wrong. How is that going to help the situation? Let us focus on the solution. How can we resolve this particular problem? And then always look at the broader picture of things. That yes, this particular item in the business as machine has failed, but alhamdulillah, everything else is functioning so well. Two incidents that will display this particular attitude. There is one incident that we came across. Urwa ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu. Beautiful incident, remarkable, inspiring incident. It's mentioned that he went on a journey. And whilst he was on this journey, his son that was back home, his eldest son who was known to be extremely handsome, he was trampled by a horse and eventually he passed away. He was on safar, he became ill, and eventually there was gangrene that grew on one of his legs and they had to amputate that leg. So when he returned, people said to him that, you know, you lost your most handsome son and now you've lost your leg. He said that Allah has blessed me with 7 sons. He took away 1 from the 7 sons. Allah has blessed me with 4 limbs. He took away 1 limb from the 4 limbs. How can I express any ungratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is mentioned with regards to one buzruk and wali. He was unwell, he had high fever. So the person came to visit him. He said, Hazrat, aapki tabiyat kaisi hai? What's your condition? He said, Alhamdulillah, aank barabal chal rahi hai. Zuba barabal chal rahi hai. Albatta zara bukhar hai. He said that, brother, alhamdulillah, my eyes are functioning so well. My ears are functioning so well. Yes, I have a little bit of fever. In other words, he looked at the bigger picture that Allah has blessed me with so many other bounties in my life. Yes, there is this one challenging situation. It doesn't mean now the person is optimistic to such an extent that he is not a realist. He doesn't understand reality. He deals with the situation that, look, we have a situation here. We need to deal with it. But let's look at the broader and the bigger picture. Another way that a person can develop optimism is trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. That whoever will trust Allah, Allah will be sufficient for him. Then look, I have installed this alarm system. I have installed a tracking device. I have parked my vehicle in a fairly safe place. But that's the most I can do. Now I will resign my will to the will of Allah and I will place my trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because no matter what a person does, if Allah ta'ala wants that to go, it's going to go. So the person places eventually his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another thing that causes a person to become negative in life is past experiences. A person in his past, he went through, or she went through hardships. She went through challenging situations. Simple solution is, don't dwell in the past. Look forward, look at the future. And this is supported by a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَوْ أَنِّي فَعَلْتُ كَانَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. That something may have happened in your life in the past, Don't now say, you know, if I did it this way, it would have happened like that there, and would have happened like this here. If it was due to recklessness, make tawbah and istighfar, learn the lesson. But now if a person continuously dwells in the past, it's going to create negativity. Learn to be optimistic. The other beautiful quality to develop in our lives, so that this quality of optimism can be created and developed, is to adopt in our lives the habit of making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person makes dua, he is, so to say, placing an application before Allah ta'ala. And if a person places an application before Allah ta'ala, is there anyone that listens more carefully than Allah? In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Allah says, make dua to me, I will answer your dua. I will indeed answer your dua. Another beautiful quality to develop, respected elders and brothers, or in order to create this quality of optimism, is try and be in the company of positive people. If you are going to be, you know, as they say, you know, the person is always whining, the grumpy cha-cha is always, you know, grumpy all this year, that day. Now you're going to spend time in the company of a negative person, you are going to become negative. Adopt the company of positive people, you will become a positive individual. Beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that inna husna dhanni billah min husni ibadatillah. That having a good opinion with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is amongst the greatest acts of worship. So not only are we supposed to be optimistic by nature, but even in regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a believer should always be optimistic. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one hadith, an 'inda dhanni 'abdi bi. I deal with my servant in relation to how he perceives me. What is his perception of me? If a person is optimistic of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will deal with that person in a similar manner. There is an incident of Malik ibn Dinar, rahmatullah alayh, was a great wali of Allah, a great scholar. And when he had passed away, someone saw in a dream that, and asked him the question, that how did Allah deal with you after you had passed away? He said, I came before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with many sins. I was a sinful person. Of course, each and every one of us are sinful. He was a wali of Allah, that was his humility. But he said, I came before Allah ta'ala with sins. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave me because of my optimism and good expectations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I had good expectations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala dealt with me in a similar manner. And then remember, in relation to our good deeds, there too Allah instructs us that be optimistic. That when you do a good deed, always be optimistic, because remember Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah will never allow the good deed of a person to go to waste. That you did some good deed with sincerity, you know, you did it for the pleasure of Allah, it will never go to waste. You may not see the benefit of it in this world, but inshallah in the year after, a person will see it. So, respected elders and brothers, just to summarize, that we as believers should adopt this quality of optimism. That always be positive in life. And as a believer, we have all the more reason to be positive. The very fact that Allah has granted us the tawfiq to be believers is an indication already that Allah wants us to enter into Jannah. And when the person will enter into Jannah, there are bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that even the person who is sinful is advised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that even you, O sinful servant of mine, don't ever lose hope in my mercy. Always be optimistic of my forgiveness and of my mercy. Because as it is mentioned, that just one drop of Allah ta'ala's forgiveness, of the ocean of Allah ta'ala's forgiveness, just one drop from the ocean of Allah ta'ala's forgiveness is sufficient to wipe away the sins of the entire mankind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this beautiful quality, which is from the seerah and from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to always be optimistic. May Allah make us of those who are positive, and may Allah ta'ala protect us from negative thoughts, which comes from shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create unity within our community. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon our brothers and sisters in Gaza and alleviate their suffering. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.